It is SME Thursday, and tonight we'll be talking about using supply chain management to grow your business. Country manager at DHL Express, John Lucas, joins us for this conversation. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's first define what is encompassed in the term supply chain management. What exactly are we talking about here?
Okay, well, supply chain management is basically around the management of goods getting from point A to point B in the most effective and the most cost-effective manner. And it requires really an understanding of what is important to your customer as to what component or how you use the supply chain, whether you want to use that by sea or by air freight or by express is a determinant really driven by the needs of the customer at the other end.
DHL has done this quite well. Talk us through how you guys manage the success of this element.
Okay, well, we are the world's largest international company. And certainly the world's largest logistics company. Mm-hmm. So I think the key to our success is that we are operating in every country of the world, over 220 countries.
Yeah.
And our system is simply the same at destination as at origin. And controlling our network is a key component to our success.
Mm-hmm.
It means that once your shipment enters our network, it never leaves it until it's delivered.
You also have a bit of data on how SMEs can use supply chain management to basically grow their business.
Okay, well simply some of the research that we have shows that SMEs that are trading internationally, all right, are twice as successful as companies or SMEs that only trade locally.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting dynamic for us in South Africa and indeed across the continent. And that means that small, medium-sized companies can have access into international markets.
Mm.
And in turn, once they select a reliable logistics partner, can benefit and leverage on the international expertise of that partner to reach markets quicker. An SME can be far more flexible and agile than perhaps a big corporate, although corporate customers are an integral part of what we do. But in fact, 92% of our customers around the world globally are SMEs.
Right. Partnership. You mentioned how critical this is. Tell us more about the partnerships that maybe you have seen currently in South Africa where SMEs are actually using the likes of DHL or other companies to ensure that they get their products to wherever they may be doing business outside of the country.
Okay, well, there are two components really to this. Firstly, on the continent, we are working already with 5,600 retail outlets, and these may be resellers or could be entrepreneurial companies around the continent, and they themselves are SMEs. So we're actually helping to promote growth of SMEs through that particular channel.
Yeah.
The other side of that is that we are providing training for SMEs to show them how to encourage them to trade internationally. So we've been running a number of free of charge workshops, not only in South Africa, but in Botswana, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, Cameroon, Mauritius,
right,
Madagascar, etc., to really encourage small and medium-sized customers to understand the economic potential of international trade and the subsequent benefits for their businesses and for their investment.
How important then is efficiency in supply and chain management, especially where one has to choose a partner to actually do this with?
It's absolutely critical because in choosing a correct partner such as DHL, the choice is actually thinking about how do I get my product to its destination? How do I get that product through customs?
Mm.
Customs normally evokes fear in most small businesses because it seems to be very complicated, and it's not complicated. It's just that in certain countries there are customs procedures that need to be respected,
mm-hmm.
That need to be followed. Simple things like an invoice should be typed and not handwritten. Uh-huh. That people pay attention to the values on particular shipments that can come through, either as a low value or as a medium or high value shipment. Mm. And it's important that the logistics partner is aware of what's happening at destination to be able to pre-advise the customer at origin, mm-hmm. and therefore our SMEs at origin, on how best to facilitate the passage through customs in a legal and a very efficient manner. So I think efficiency and attention to detail in that part of of the supply chain is absolutely crucial. And it's also a major component in building confidence with customs agencies at destination countries. So I think that is a really key thing. You need to know what you're doing.
Yes.
And you need to be able to advise in an ever-changing world, things that may differ today than what happened tomorrow. And I think that having a presence in each of those countries around the world gives us the local knowledge to be able to advise our network and therefore our customers of how they can be more efficient in using their supply chain and ultimately how they can get quicker to market.
Right. Where do you find that SMEs go wrong in this regard then?
That's an interesting question. I think that sometimes people make the mistake of thinking that just by completing an invoice with a value for customs is enough.
Mm.
That's one thing.
Mm.
And I think there's also an element of fear when small businesses go into international markets of who actually are they dealing with?
Yes.
Are their business partners at the other end reliable?
Mm.
Are there things that in terms of legislation, VAT, customs duties,
right,
etc. Sometimes when we look at the B2C component of international transport, sometimes customers are not aware that they do have to pay duty and mm-hmm. VAT if they mm-hmm. order online. Sometimes they're not aware of the fact that certain commodities have actually quite high rates of VAT or duty. And really, I think it's our role to help educate iron out some of those misunderstandings.
Most certainly.
And I think that's where we have the international expertise to be able to do that very well.
Another interesting element is the mode of transportation that one would use.
Well, actually, it's a very good point, because increased access to modern transportation services and increased internet penetration in the region offers fantastic global trade opportunities for Africa businesses. And with thorough research and a well-defined strategy, coupled with a trusted partner, as we mentioned before, SMEs can successfully expand into new markets, compete with larger companies, and use their size and flexibility to their advantage.
Super. As a parting shot, what advice would you like to leave with our listeners so where efficient supply chain management can be handled to ensure that one's business flourishes?
But the last parting advice would be that the more that an SME can tap into global opportunities, and the more it can look into global expansion, the better the chances for growth become a reality. When it comes to global opportunities, the key to success for any SME is really knowledge, knowing which markets to target, how to market their product, how to identify customers, how to get paid.
Mm-hmm. That's the important one.
and critically, how to ship globally. And I think that we're because of our international network, we're really well positioned to partner with African SMEs and help them to connect with the world.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Country Manager at DHL Express, John Lucas, in this week's SME Thursday topic, discussing how to grow a business faster through supply chain management.